It's Friday, February 25th, 2011. Joining us now in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon Martin, editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And see, she sounds so professional, but 30 seconds ago, we were all laughing so hard we couldn't breathe.
But laughing professionally.
Yes.
Okay. Believe what they tell you, really.
It's true.
One of the first things you wanted to talk about was Arcadia.
Which you just talked about.
Right.
But I want to reassure our listeners. I have a plan. I have an itinerary for this weekend because people seem to like that. And I want to reassure our listeners that I would not steer you wrong sending you to opening night of Arcadia tonight. I know we've been talking about math and physics and quantum theory and things that I don't understand at all. But Mavourneen Dwyer, who's directing the show, says, just let that stuff run off your back and enjoy the characters. It's a comedy. Forget it's even Tom Stoppard. Ignore the parts. It's like Robert Heinlein.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore the science and go and laugh and have a good time. The comedy is in how the characters interact.
And it opens tonight and runs through next weekend.
8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, 2 o'clock Sunday, and again next weekend. Tickets are $7 to $16 at 575-4752. That's your Friday night recommendation. On Saturday, we've got Cool. We've got Serious. We've got Flip-Flops.
Yay, Flip-Flops.
We've got the Great Northwest Arkansas Model Train Show. 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Clarion Hotel in Bentonville. So much fun to talk to people about their trains. You don't have to know about model trains. You don't have to care much about model trains. Just go and see what they've got and talk to them. They're going to have 8 operating model train layouts. People build whole rooms. Buildings for their trains. They come in sizes from itty-bitty train cars that are like 2 inches long for the engine. You can't see it, but I'm holding up 2 inches. Or up to people in Bella Vista who have a garden layout.
An outdoor layout.
Where the engines are 2 feet long. And the whole garden is landscaped for the train.
Really?
Now, will some of these layouts be on display?
Yes, there will be 8 on display. And they have buildings and little people. And one of the train collectors I spoke to for a story that ran Wednesday is doing his research about the Frisco in 1980 in Van Buren and Fort Smith. Period.
And he's recreating it?
He's recreating what the buildings looked like. The other collector I spoke to is doing things that are reminiscent of his past working in the oil field, living in the plains of Oklahoma, but not specific to those things. So it can be as serious or as much fun as you want it to be, and the Sugar Creek Model Railroad and Historical Society would be happy to tell you about all of those things. Admission to the show is $6 for adults, $5 if you bring a non-perishable food item for donation, and it's free for children under 12. Also on Saturday, Iron-Jawed Angels, the film, a tribute to the women's suffrage movement, is being shown at 11 and 2 at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale. So you could make both.
Yes, you could.
And then Saturday evening, you've got to choose between Cancun and Healing Springs, Arkansas.
Those are options.
One more welcoming than the other. I mean...
Well, in many ways. Cancun is the ACO, the Art Center of the Ozarks Beach Ball. For the last, is it 3 years, Antoinette?
Yes, this is the third one.
They've been doing, instead of dressing up, dress down. Put on your flip-flops and your beach attire and go and eat beach-themed food. And this year they're having a DJ who's going to play summer music. You know, we all have those summer songs from riding around in the car with the windows down. And there'll be a silent auction. And they always have many wonderful things.
And this is at ACO?
No.
No.
No. What am I saying?
It's for the ACO, but it's in the Holiday Inn in Springdale.
Okay.
And tickets are $75, and it starts at 7 o'clock. If you stick around till 11, you can cherry pick the things that didn't sell in the silent auction.
For free?
No, of course not. It's a fundraiser.
I know, but...
But you can make the low bid.
I see.
So if something hasn't sold and it's cool, you can... cherry pick those items. He has no idea what I'm talking about.
He doesn't.
I don't understand how that... What do you mean if it hasn't sold? If it hasn't made the minimum bid?
Like if somebody didn't bid on it.
I see.
Or the minimum bid hasn't been made.
Right. So then you would just say, I want that.
And make the minimum bid.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so you get to cherry pick those items.
Gotcha.
Instead of fighting over, that's my advice. Instead of fighting over the things that people are fighting over, look for what doesn't have a bid on it. Because lots of cool things don't get bids.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you and I and you, we all three want the same thing for the minimum bid? How do they decide who it goes to?
Well, even in that last 5 minutes, we'd have to fight over it. And it wouldn't be the minimum bid anymore.
Okay.
Ask Antoinette how vicious I can be.
Okay. All right.
Well, there's also a pre-party for another $25. There's an armband, and that'll get you into a pre-party.
Right.
Okay.
So,
Saturday night.
751-5441 to find out more. Or choose Sundown Town.
Absolutely. The final weekend, folks.
Well, and they promise this is really the final weekend because the actors and director have to go home. Of course, it's the new musical by Kevin Cohey in Theater Squared. It's going to be on this evening, Saturday evening, and 2 o'clock Sunday. But if you're following my agenda, it's Saturday evening.
Okay.
Tickets are $10 to $24 at 571-2728. And on Sunday, Rogers Little Theater's final show of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at 2 o'clock. And it has, except for this, a few seats at the Sunday matinee, sold out.
Wow.
Biggest run they've had of a show in at least 5 years.
That's great news.
And Sunday evening, The Chieftains.
At Walton Arts Center.
How can you not love The Chieftains?
I don't know. I don't know how you can not love The Chieftains.
It's so funny because I talked to Patty Maloney, who's one of the founding members, and it's so funny to listen to him talk about the things that let him know they'd made it. Finding out what musicians were listening to them, selling out their first show.
Meeting the Pope?
They've played for the Pope in a private audience.
Oh, okay.
They've played on the Great Wall of China.
In the U.S. Capitol.
Yeah. But he's very humble, and he's a lot of fun, and they'll be a lot of fun. And they call this a spectacular. They're going to have dancers. They're going to have pipe bands. 7 o'clock, Walton Arts Center. Tickets start at $46, 443-5600.
All right, Becca, thank you very much.
Thank you guys, both of you. This is kind of scary.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.